Hello and welcome once again to the Slider Insider, a sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean, I'm your host. Let's get into episode number 10. So welcome back to the Slider Insider podcast. We'll go ahead and dive right into things by going over some results. World of Outlaws raced at the 36 Raceway in Osborne, Missouri on Friday, April 7th. They had 31 cars for the event. Rico Abreu went quick time at 10.652 seconds. Heat race winners for the night were Allen, Gravel, and Hodenshield. Sheldon Hodenshield and Carson Macedo started on the front row of the main event. Macedo jumped out to the early lead. David Gravel and Sheldon Hodenshield caught back up with him, having a three-car battle there for a couple laps before Sheldon Hodenshield made a daring run on the top side, going three wide to take the lead at the stripe on lap 10. Macedo would catch back up with Hodenshield with the two trading sliders there for a couple laps before red flag came out on lap 16 for Casey Kane getting upside down. After the restart, we had Macedo and Brad Sweet race back and forth for the lead before Sheldon Hodenshield caught back up with the two of them, first passing Sweet, and then Macedo on lap 25 to retake the lead. Sheldon would go on to win the event. Carson Macedo in second, Brad Sweet in third, Logan Schuhart in fourth, and Brock Zierfoss in fifth. Justin Peck would go hard charger for the night, going plus 13, 21st to 8th. On the next night, World of Outlaws were at 81 Speedway on April 8th. They had 32 cars for the event. David Gravel would go quick time at 13.234 seconds. Heat race winners for the night were Gravel, Macedo, Hodenshield, and Abreu. For the main event, we had Carson Macedo and Rico Abreu on the front row. Abreu and Macedo went side by side throughout the opening laps before Rico jumped out to the early lead. On lap 6, we had caution come out for contact between Sweet, Jennington, and Peck. On the restart, Peck and Reitzel got together, bringing out the red. On the restart, Rico regained the lead and was able to hang on till the end. So the finish, Rico Abreu in first, Carson Macedo in second, David Gravel in third, Spencer Basin in fourth, James McFadden in fifth. Tyler Courtney went on for hard charger, going plus 5, 15th to 10th. Following the two nights, the current point standings for the World of Outlaws are now Carson Macedo in first, David Gravel in second at 8 points behind, Brad Sweet in third at 20 points behind, Logan Schuhart in fourth at 58 points behind, and Buddy Kofoid in fifth at 66 points behind. In other series news, we had the NARC King of the West Series at King Speedway in Hanford, California on April 8th. That for the Anthony Simone Classic. Had 30 cars show up for the event. Justin Cox went quick time at 13.520 seconds. Heat race winners for the night were Cox, Sanders, Gullibick, Holmes, and Tim Kading. For the 30-lap main event, we had Justin Sanders and Willie Croft starting in the front row. Sanders would go on to lead laps 1 through 22, with Corey Day making the pass in lap 23 and leading throughout the rest of the event. So Corey Day goes on to finish first, Justin Sanders in second, Shane Gullibick in third, Chase Johnson in fourth, Dominic Selzy in fifth. Sean Becker would go hard charger, going plus 13, 24th to 11th. Next up with the IRA Bumper to Bumper Series, along with the MOA Sprints at 34 Raceway in Iowa. For night one, on April 7th, we had Austin McCarroll going quick time at 12.775 seconds. Heat race winners were Miller, Kinzer, Randall, and Balog. For the main event, We had Joe B. Miller and Chase Randall start in the front row. The last lap of the race would see Hunter Schoenberg make a last turn pass coming through the checkered to take the win over Parker Price Miller. So the finish for the event was Hunter Schoenberg in first, Parker Price Miller in second, Chase Randall in third, Corey Eliason in fourth, and Joe B. Miller round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Austin McCarroll, going plus 12, 21st, 9th. And the next night on April 8th, at night 2 at 34 Raceway, Parker Price Miller would go quick time at 12.347 seconds. Heat race winners for the night were Newman, Randall, Balog, and Nienheiser. For the main event, we had Carson McCarroll and Bill Balog start on the front row. Balog would jump out to the early lead with Randall in hot pursuit throughout the opening laps of the main event. On lap 9, Randall went to make a pass on Balog and the two got together, resulting in Balog with a big flip down the main straightaway. After the red, Randall regained the lead and was able to hang on for the remainder of the event. However, at the scales, Randall was light and was disqualified from the win. This resulted in second place finishing Austin McCarroll to go on to take the win for the event. So the official top five for the event was Austin McCarroll in first, Corey Eliason in second, Parker Price Miller in third, Joe B. Miller in fourth, and Corbin Gurley in fifth. Hard charger for the night was Corey Eliason, going plus 12, 14th to second. Following the two nights, the IRA current point standings are Parker Price Miller in first, Corey Eliason in second at 1 point behind, Austin McCarroll in third at 10 points behind, Joe B. Miller in fourth at 16 points behind, and Hunter Schoenberg in fifth at 47 points behind. In the coming weeks, several names on that top five in points supposed to go race with other series. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But I do expect a shakeup of those standings over their next events. The next night, on Saturday, April 8th, we had the Fast on Dirt series at Atomic Speedway. Had 39 cars for the event. Cole Duncan went quick time in 11.626 seconds. Heat race winners for the night were Crabtree, Sabo, Ryan, and Hickel. For the 30-lap main event, we had Cole Macedo and J.J. Hickel start on the front row. Cole Macedo would run away with the early portion of the race before making contact with the lap car of Danny Smith about midway through. Macedo would have to rejoin the field at the back of the lead lap, and he would go on to finish 11th. On the restart, J.J. Hickel would jump out to the lead and led for several laps before Brandon Wimmer was able to catch up to him in traffic and dive under him to take the lead. Brandon Wimmer would go on to take the win, with J.J. Hickel finishing in second, Chris Windham in third, Cap Henry in fourth, and Jordan Ryan round out the top five. Ricky Peterson would go hard charger, going plus 13, 22nd to 9th. In other tracks over the weekend, we had Williams Grove having their 410s on Friday, April 7th. TJ Stubbs would go quick time at 16.089 seconds to set a new track record. For the 25-lap main event, we had Zeb Wise go home to take the win, with Anthony Macri in second, Freddie Raymer in third, Chase Dietz in fourth, and Devin Borden in fifth. The next night, on Saturday, April 8th, we had the 410s at Port Royal Speedway. For the main event, it was Justin Whittle and Devin Borden starting on the front row. Whittle would jump out to the early lead before making contact with the turn 4 wall with about 17 to go. DeWeese was able to catch up with him and make the pass with 15 to go. Borden then caught up with DeWeese with the two racing throughout the end of the event, with Borden going on to take the win. So the finish for the night was Devin Borden in first, Lance DeWeese in second, Zeb Wise in third, Dylan Cisney in fourth, and Mike Wagner in fifth. Current point standings, we have Devin Borden in first, Dylan Cisney in second, Justin Whittle in third, Mike Wagner in fourth, and Gerard McIntyre currently fifth in points. Next up, we had on Saturday, April 8th, the 410s at Lincoln Speedway. 26 cars for the event. Kyle Moody would move up through the field before battling with Chase Dietz. Kyle Moody would go on to take the win with Chase Dietz in second, Billy Dietrich in third, Chad Trout in fourth, and Danny Dietrich round out the top five. Hard charger for the night was Tyler Esch, going plus 11, 22nd to 11th. Moving out west for some 360s, we had the Placerville Speedway on April 8th. Finished for that event, we had Tony Gomes in first, Caden Steele in second, Andy Forsberg in third, Landon Brooks in fourth, and Brenton Marvel in fifth. Ashlyn Rodriguez would go hard charger plus 9, 20th to 11th. Next up, we had the non-wing 410s at Paragon Speedway for the Nathan Byron Memorial. That being on April 8th. Ricky Lewis would go quick time at 15.594 seconds. Finish for the main event was Jake Scott in first, Kobe Barksdale in second, J.J. Hughes in third, Ryan Thomas in fourth, and Brady Short in fifth. On Saturday, April 8th, going back to King Speedway in Hanford, California, and we had the NARC non-wing sprints along with the NARC King of the West series that I mentioned earlier. The finish for their main event was Ryan Bernal in first, Corey Day in second, Chase Johnson in third, Bud Kadian in fourth, and Dawson Faria in fifth. So over the past weekend, we did have several events canceled due to weather. We had the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Attica get rained out. Wayne County Speedway also canceled. Waynesfield Raceway Park for the NRA and Great Lakes Super Sprints canceled as well. All those being Northern Ohio tracks and all with similar situations with the ground overly saturated by the wet weather that we've had. ASCS canceled both events at Super B Speedway down south as well. Looking ahead to events over the next week, we have the High Limit Racing Series with their opener at Lakeside Speedway in Kansas for the Heartland of America Showdown on April 11th. For the World of Outlaws, they'll be together with the Extreme Outlaw Midgets and the Power Eye Midgets at the I-55 Federated Auto Parts Speedway in Peabody, Missouri on Friday, April 14th and Saturday, April 15th. We have the NARC King of the West Series will be in action at the Thunderbolt Raceway in Tulare, California on Friday, April 14th and Saturday, April 15th for the Dennis Roth Classic. The IRA Bumper to Bumper Sprints will be in action Saturday, April 15th at Beaver Dam Raceway in Wisconsin. And then the Fast on Dirt Series will be in action the same night, Saturday, April 15th at Wayne County Speedway in Ohio. The All-Star Circuit of Champions rescheduled their rained out event from this past weekend to next weekend, Friday, April 14th and Saturday, April 15th at Attica Raceway Park. Another tracks for 410 wing sprint car action, we have Fremont Speedway for Saturday, April 15th. And we have Williams Grove Speedway on Friday, April 14th. Lincoln Speedway, Saturday, April 15th. Port Royal Speedway, Saturday, April 15th. We have BAPS for Sunday, April 16th. And Knoxville with their opener for Saturday, April 15th. For 360s, we have the NRA Sprint Invaders and Great Lakes Super Sprints with their rescheduled event at Waynesfield Raceway Park for Saturday, April 15th. And then we have this Empire Sprints with their season opener at Outlaw Speedway in New York on Saturday, April 15th as well. For the non-wing series, we have the USAC National 410s at Bloomington Speedway on Friday, April 14th. And then the next night at Tri-State Speedway in Hobstadt, Saturday, April 15th. That along with the MSCS Midwest Sprint Car Series as well. As before mentioned, the Extreme Outlaw Midgets and Power I National Midgets will be at I-55 along with the World of Outlaws. And we have the USAC Silver Crown Sprints at the Terre Haute Action Track on Sunday, April 16th. So with that, I'll go ahead and wrap things up for this week's episode of the Cider Insider Podcast. I did want to end off on one last note. So as many of you are aware, USAC National 410s had their event scheduled for Saturday, April 8th at Lawrenceburg Speedway in Indiana. During qualification sessions for that event, they had the driver, Justin Owen, get into an accident. Unfortunately, he did pass due to his injuries sustained from that accident. Justin Owen, a very respected driver around the Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania region and surrounding areas, racing with many of the tracks and series of the area. We'll leave off today with a moment of silence for Justin Owen.